I am here in the studio today for WBUI Presents with Andy Downs of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics, and we're here to talk all things primary election. Andy, thanks for coming by the studio.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's touch base a little bit about the municipal election. We have some contested primaries in ways that we had not seen them maybe in the last few years. Who's running where, and what races do you expect to see the most competitive races?
I'm a fan of the way we do municipal elections in Indiana because, for the most part, they're in a year by themselves, which means everybody gets to focus just on municipal issues, as opposed to even-numbered years when we're looking at federal and state and local issues. Municipal elections are that moment when we can focus on those things that make cities run well. So I'm a fan of them, and I always like to clarify that from the beginning. In the instance of Indiana, we basically put all of the offices up at one time. So theoretically, we could actually have every city official change in a year if for some reason the election went that way. Usually there are incumbents who are reelected and other things that happen that mean we don't get a whole new slate of folks in there. But we're talking about electing mayors and clerks and members of city and town councils throughout the state of Indiana, with just a few exceptions of cities where they do that in an even numbered year. And in terms of the offices where we think there will be competition, Fort Wayne is experiencing some excitement because you have a fairly hotly contested race for the Republican nomination for mayor. Beyond that, though, one of those candidates for mayor was a member of city council at large, so you actually have a hotly contested city council at large race on the Republican side and a pretty hotly contested one on the Democratic side. And then we have even some district council races where there is competition. So basically everybody who's voting in the election this year has a race they could choose as their race to watch, a contested one where they want to pay a little more attention and maybe do a little work before they head to the polls.
And there are no other races, right? There's no state races or trustee races or county races. These are all strictly towns and cities, right?
This is it. In Indiana, municipal elections, for the most part, there are a couple of cities that do their elections in an even-numbered years, but odd-numbered years right before a presidential election are municipal election years.
One of the things that I kind of wanted to touch base with you about is this, the Republican mayoral primary. It is reminding me a little bit of 2007 in that we are seeing a very traditional and well-known establishment Republican candidate, Dr. John Crawford. And then you have a more social issue conservative running against him, in this case, Mr. Smith. And this harkens back to the Peters-Kelty race in 2007. We are used to seeing maybe extremes in primaries in state and federal offices. Is this something that's moving down, kind of trickling down into municipal elections where you're seeing social issues that you normally don't associate with municipal government? Is this becoming a trend, or are these just kind of two off here?
I don't know that I'd call them too off. I think there are a couple of things to keep in mind. One is that groups that support any side of a social issue recognize that people who get elected to office may be able to do something, even if it's small, that is supportive of their position. Now, when it comes to certain issues, obviously city doesn't really have a whole lot to do with some of the social issues that get a lot of attention at the state or federal level. But there is a little bit that could happen there. And quite often people who run for local offices choose to run for state offices or federal offices. And so in some respects, this is like grooming people to run for the next level, or having people who are in office who will use the bully pulpit. Even if they have no authority to do anything about the issue, they'll use the bully pulpit to say, this is an issue that's important, and therefore we are going to pay attention to it. We're going to pass a resolution that says we support or oppose something. So there is something that comes out of it. So I think that's one thing to be thinking about in this case. We should always keep in mind that primaries have a tendency to bring out the extremes within the party. Because, I mean, you're seeking the party nomination, which means you're talking about party activists. These are folks who are supportive of the positions of the party. They're not the mass of people in the middle. And in primary elections, that's who decides who's going to be running for office. The candidates, after they're nominated, quite often run back to the middle to appeal to that broad section of voters who may be a little conservative or liberal on some issues and not on other issues. So that's a factor we've been dealing with for a long time. What we're seeing now, though, in some respects, is that there's a greater divide within the party about what some of those issues should be, or more specifically, how far out to the extreme should those folks go. And you'll have, in some respects, more long-term or traditional members of the party who are good party members. They go to the breakfasts, they vote in the primaries, who may not be quite as extreme in their position, getting to participate with people who are sort of new to the process, who are running further out to the left or right, depending on which party you're talking about. And that's creating some divide within both political parties, quite frankly.
Before we kind of wrap up here, one of the things I wanted to touch base with you on, since you are the kind of the keeper of all things Indiana political history here locally. Tom Henry has been mayor now. He's running for his fourth consecutive term in office. Our research kind of indicates that that puts him at kind of at the top end of the record for years in office. Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, Tom Henry will be in some rarefied air if he is reelected. Simply by being reelected, he will pass folks like Paul Helmke, who served three terms. But the two folks we hear about most often when we're talking about length of service are Harry Balz and William Hosey, Bill Hosey. Balz is actually number two. Hosey is number one. If Mayor Henry manages to make it basically into like 2022, he will eventually in that year catch Mayor Balz, but he actually would have to get elected yet another time to pass Mayor Hosey, and that's because Mayor Hosey was elected at a time when the state of Indiana engaged in something that we refer to as the skip election. Indiana, like a lot of states, decided to save some money during World War II, and so skipped elections. And that meant that a lot of elected officials got an extra year tacked on to their terms. Eventually, after the war, we went back to our regular sequence. So in order for Tom Henry to become number one in longest time served, he not only has to get elected this year, serve this entire term, he needs to get elected and serve one more year after that even.
That explains what we were seeing on the documentation. We didn't know why. So thank you, as always, for providing context, historical and recent, for what we see in our local politics. Andy, thanks so much for coming by the studio today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.